Tasha Cundy, Deputy Director, Emergency Management. And again, good morning, Natasha. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing great, finishing off Preparedness Month with you all. How are y'all doing today?
Yeah, we're doing fine, rolling into another Saturday here, but next month is going to be an interesting month. We'll talk about that in a minute, but this past month has been busy, to say the least, right?
Yes, sir. Preparedness Month is always a busy month for us when we're pushing out information to citizens on how they can prepare themselves for disasters. And we're going to continue that on in the next month with a special class that we'll talk about here in a little bit, too.
Yeah, what are some of the highlights of how this past month went?
Well, so each week we've gone over the different things that we've been doing on social media. This past week, we started off with talking about preparing for those with access and functional needs, those with disabilities. It's important for them to consider their special needs if a disaster were to occur and how they can help prepare themselves, and also their caregivers and those that help look out for them. Think about how you can help them in a disaster, how you can get them prepared, even mentally prepared for what to do when a disaster occurs, because some people with disabilities, that can really throw them off. So they're used to a specific routine. It'll mess up their routine. So how can you keep the routine as close to normal as possible under extreme, unnormal circumstances?
I think that's probably, excuse me, about one of the most important aspects of what we talked about this past month. There's a lot of stuff going on with you and the folks down there, but even those who are not, how do you put this, too much into severe weather and all that, get a plan. Basic plan, which you at emergency management can help folks put together. Just get an idea of what you're going to do if there is a disaster of some kind, you know, tornado, whatever it may be. You can get into it pretty deep, as we have the past month. But simply, I think, like you've said before, the worst thing you can do is nothing, you know?
Yes. And that's our next two topics that we talked about on the 25th and 26th were preparing a bag for your vehicle and preparing a bag for you for like a go bag that you can grab on your way out the door, but also talking about preparing your vehicle, keeping some items in your vehicle that if you were to break down somewhere, you have a blanket, some food, water, maybe a shovel. In the wintertime, it's good to keep kitty litter or something similar in the bag so that if you were to get stuck, you can get traction and get out of wherever you're stuck. Shovel to help dig you out if you need that. Just items to think about, some emergency triangles to keep in the back in case you're in a really dark area and need some lighting. That way people know that you're there and how to get to you. And then we followed that up with some home preparedness, learning how to shut off your utilities at home, specifically your gas and your water, if there were any pipes that break or anything like that whenever we have a disaster. And also knowing that it's important to have a professional come back out to turn on the gas at your property and relight any pilot lights that you may have with that. And then that led us into where to get information, your trusted sources that you want to listen to whenever anything is going on. And that's going to be our local media, such as you gentlemen there at KINA and other news media for the area, your TV. And just tune in to whoever you usually listen to for your local news, and they'll be putting out information anytime we have an event. We update them regularly, and they push out information as we're leading up to any severe weather. They'll be putting that information out. They'll put out any information about emergency numbers that you might need to call, where shelters are open at, feeding, warming places, if it's cold weather, that kind of information. And then we follow that up with apartment and rental preparedness. Think about if you're renting a house or renting an apartment, how can you be prepared there? Making sure that you have rental insurance to cover your property that's within the structure. Because just because the structure is damaged and the owner of it has insurance, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to cover your property if you're renting from them. So making sure that you have your own renter's insurance to cover you if there was a disaster to happen, or even a fire or something like that, some big emergency that causes damage to the property, flooding from a busted water pipe that damages your property. that's just some things to consider with a rental property and apartments and knowing where you can go if they don't have a shelter facility there. Yep. Where are you going to go?
Where do you go?
We talk about that pretty much every week this week. Where are you going if there is a disaster? How are you sheltering before the storm? That is very key. Life safety first and foremost.
Well, back on the rental, I mean, it's a good idea, isn't it, Natasha, to either have pictures or a video of the more major things you own in the rental?
Yes, definitely. I would suggest going around with your phone and taking a video of all the property that's in it. You can talk about the property as you're taking the video so that you know kind of what's in it. And say you've got a jewelry box with jewelry and stuff in it, and you want to be able to video all of that, know what was in there. Have your important documents in some kind of fireproof, waterproof case that you can easily grab and get out the door with if you need to. We've always kept ours in a safe here that is close by that we can hurry up and get into and grab. If we know something's coming, we'll go ahead and get them out and have them ready to go with us. But at least we know where they are if something comes up and we need to get into it quickly and it's an emergency situation.
I guess all that's a good idea, whether you're a renter or an owner. You know, I've had insurance people say, you know, one of the best things you can do, especially with these fancy phones we have, take a video of your stuff. Mm-hmm. So if the stuff is all of a sudden all over the city, you know what you had, right?
Yes, that's correct. And that way it also timestamps it and everything for you as well.
Now, let me ask you this. We've covered a lot in the past month, and it might be a little overwhelming to some people. How can you get in touch with your office or whatever to kind of boil it down to the basics? A lot of people they can't comprehend all the stuff that we've talked about. Just get it down to what you really need to do.
And you can give us an email, give us a phone call, come by the office anytime. We're always welcome to discuss how to help you plan better at home to make your kit more efficient for you, what would work best for your evacuation, for thinking of somewhere to go shelter. We're always willing to talk those things out with you. We're also there to help program any weather radios that you may purchase so that you can get alerted for your local area. Anything we can do to help the citizens. They can also check out our website or follow us on social media, and we put information out regularly there at Saline County, Kansas, on Facebook and Instagram. And we also want people to understand that the last day today of our 30 days, 30 ways preparedness, we want to push out the message of be prepared and pass it on. Talk to your neighbors about preparedness. Talk to other family members in other areas about preparedness. Especially if you got family members in other states, they may have different types of disasters that they deal with. Talk to them about the types of disasters they may encounter. What may they have to prepare for differently than you do? But pass it on. Keep it an open conversation. Don't think that just because September is Preparedness Month, that's the only month that we have to talk about it and do anything. We need to be preparing every month for the different types of disasters that can happen. Keep everything fresh. Keep your kits fresh. Keep your plans fresh by practicing them regularly with your family members and updating everything regularly. It's very important. Pass it on. Keep the conversation going.
And well, go ahead, Sam. Yeah.
And when does the window close as far as people being able to leave comments on preparedness issues and to qualify for the kits?
Today. So at the end of today, that's the last that we'll look at for any comments on there to put your name in for a chance to be drawn to win one of our preparedness kits. We will be drawing for those at the end of next week. And then we will notify everybody through Facebook Messenger that wins their kit. So also monitor at the end of next week your Facebook Messenger, because sometimes the messages don't come across if it's come out from somebody that you're a friend with, depending on how tightly you have your security on your Facebook feed.
Okay, now, I'm sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. Yeah.
No, you're fine. I was just going to mention our cert class that we have starting in a few days.
Yep, that's where we were going. Now, what's coming up here in October, right?
Yes. So for October, what's coming up for our office is we're doing a CERT class, the Community Emergency Response Training course. It is going to be a four-day course this time. We're going to do three evenings from 6 to 9, starting on October 3rd, and then we'll follow it up on October 10th, October 17th, and then Saturday morning, October 21st, we will finish it off with a disaster exercise scenario for the participants, along with a little test that they'll take to show that they've learned and comprehended the information that we've gone over throughout the class. We'll have emergency responders from Salina Fire, the Mounted Patrol, professor from KDUB, and some mental health professionals and others coming out to help teach the different sections for that class. It's going to be a lot of information, a lot of interesting training, things that you can take back to your family, friends, and neighbors to be able to prepare you to help whenever we do have a disaster here in the community so that you know what to do and what's going on.
And during the month coming up here, we'll be in touch. I hope you will keep us informed on how things are going, and we'll update our audience on some things. However, the exercise there, those are always, I know they're not meant to be entertaining, but they can be.
Oh, yes.
They really can.
Yes, they can be. And we also have another exercise coming up on October 19th. That's our office with all of the partners that we work with in a disaster. We will be exercising our EOC, our Emergency Operations Center, with a tabletop exercise for all of our partners that we would request to come in if we were to have a big tornado disaster, and practicing with all of them, making sure that all of our plans work, anywhere that we need to make any changes will come out of that. And it just gives us all a chance to work and practice together before a disaster happens so that we can make sure that we are all ready if anything were to happen to take care of our citizens.
Now, folks, now let's remind everybody, Natasha, folks, hear the sirens going off. When do you guys test?
The test this month should be this Monday at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Mm-hmm. It'll be at 4 p.m. And we still have our Adopt a Siren program going on where citizens can sign up. They go online to our website, take a little educational quiz, and they go through and do some educational materials, watch some videos on how the sirens function. And it's very short. It doesn't take about 20, 30 minutes maybe to go through the material. And then they can adopt a siren local to them that they can hear from their home and let us know how it sounded on the day that we sound the siren every month. Usually it's the first Monday of the month at 4 p.m. unless it's a holiday or there's severe weather going on and we have to move it to the following Monday.
Well, Natasha, we want to thank you for keeping us posted during this past month.
For everything you've done.
And I don't want to say we look forward to talking to you again because it seemed like there's always something going on. But it's been a busy month and we'll keep in touch during the month of October and go out and get yourself a weather radio if you don't have one, right?
Yes, sir. And also the SEC is going to be doing their emergency testing on the WIA system for what the messages that come across the phones on the 4th next week. So,
well, there's no reason to not know what's going on.
If you don't know, that's your fault.
You know, right. Natasha, thank you for being with us this morning and during the past month. And we will always look forward to talking to you again. And you have a good week, okay?
Y'all too, gentlemen. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.